This is Conor Lennon from UN News. It would be a bit of a stretch to describe Jaime Lannister, the character in the hit TV show Game of Thrones, played by Danish actor Nikolaj Coster-Waldau, as a positive role model. However, in real life, Mr. Coster-Waldau couldn't be more different. As Goodwill Ambassador for the UN Development Programme, UNDP, he raises awareness and support for the global goals, with a focus on empowering women and fighting climate change. On Wednesday, he came into the VIP social media zone to spread the word about a UNDP initiative launched in June, the Lion's Share Fund, which asks businesses to contribute a small percentage of their advertising budgets to conservation and animal welfare projects. He started by telling Karen Arantis of the UN social media team why he's so passionate about the initiative.
It's brilliant because it's simple and it has huge potential. It's the idea is that, you know, whenever you see an ad, there's music, there's actors or whatever, they everyone gets paid. There's also sometimes in 20% of all ads, animals. And the 9 of the 10 animals used the most are also on the top 10 list of animals most in danger. So the idea is, can we do something? Can we help here? We love all the, you know, we want to have the power of a lion and a tiger and the strength of an elephant and the, you know, the beauty of... And when we take all these things and we sell products, which is fine, maybe the idea is, why don't we use 0.5% of the ad spend and give that to this fund to wildlife preservation? And I think that... And the idea is, if the 10 biggest ad spenders in the world give 0.5%, it would be $50 million a year. And what's so cool is that already one of those 10 have signed on, Mars, which is, of course, known for chocolate, but is actually the biggest pet supply in the world, have signed on, which is already made it possible to start 3 projects. So... I'm very excited about this I think it's something that can really make an impact. And you know, when I go shopping myself, I look for those little signs, you know, that says, well, this is, you know, this is sustainable, this is organic, whatever it is I'm looking for. And I know if I see the Lion's Share logo, I would know that this company are actually doing something real. They're helping animals around the world, and I would pick up that thing. And the same if I see the ad and then you see the watermark of Lion's Share, you would know, well, they thought about this. So it's a really cool initiative.
Great. So everybody back at home can also start looking for Lion's Share logos?
Yes, and they yes, exactly. And you know, at the end of the day, I think this is a global problem, right? What we're facing, you know, it's massive. And sometimes it's you know, when you're sitting there, it's overwhelming because what can I do? This is like, we need the politicians. And we do need the politicians to do something. But the power we have is enormous because we can use our votes and we can use our wallets. And if the companies understand that, well, it's actually important how they treat animals, that we actually think about that when we buy their products, well, they will change. And I think that over the last 5 years, and since the global goals were announced, it was 3 years ago, I remember when we were starting out and then everyone was saying, that's never going to catch on and it's too complicated and it's too many goals. But the funny thing is now, everybody knows about the global goals and people really care about the global goals. And this is one part of it. This is one very simple, very effective solution to one little problem. But it's actually something where we can do something and have an impact instantly.
Okay, well, thank you for telling us. Lion's Share, everybody's going to start looking out for those logos and really making a difference. I know another issue that's very close to your heart is climate action.
Yes.
How are you taking climate action? That's maybe something else where people at home can do something. Any tips on climate action?
Well, I think it's all the little things. Like in your personal life, you think about, what are you driving? What kind of car are you driving? How much? I mean, it reminds me of, because this is not new, by the way. I grew up in the 70s, and this was a big thing, you know. You gotta, you know, conserve electricity, conserve water consumption. And it seems like we've gone through this period where we were like, everything was going great and let's just crank everything up. And now we just have to go the opposite way, and we know that. I mean, we just have to. Sustainability is something that, you know, I think in 30, 40 years time, hopefully before, people will look back and go, that was, why did they live like that? Why were they so over the top? Why, you know, it didn't make sense. You don't need it, that's the thing. So yes, we, in my family, we try, you know, to do all those things and just, you know, be aware of what you do. Then I also, I was just in Greenland and shooting a documentary because, you know, Greenland is like the canary in the coal mine when it comes to climate change. You have scientists from all over the world, you know, on the ice cap because it's massive and it's melting, and it's melting at a pace that keeps exceeding the dire predictions. And it's this weird thing. You go there and it's so beautiful and it's so impressive, but at the same time, it's also frightening because the power of nature.
Where you can really see the effects. Yeah,
and also if there's one thing, water, you can't stop water. Well, you know, you can't beat water, and we've seen that, you know, in this country just this last week on the East Coast. You know, it's frightening. Once water comes in, it destroys everything, and so we want that water to stay as ice as long as we possibly can. But it is. Everything is changing, and we have to take action. So yes, that is very important to me. And so personal choices, everyday choices, important. And then when we vote, wherever we live in the world, the elected officials make sure that it's on their agenda. Yeah.
So everybody can take climate action.
Well, everyone can take all these 17. We can all. I mean, the thing is, we're all connected. And I'm, you know, you may believe that, you know, I don't care about the other, you know, who lives across the world. Why should I care about that? But the thing is, we do influence each other, and everything has. That we are connected. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, you can sit in Greenland. You could easily go, well, we're not going to suffer when the ice melts. It might be easier for us. But then suddenly, well, because there are droughts in another part of the world, your products will be a lot more expensive and you will suffer that way. So we're connected, and which is why I believe in this place, the UN. Even with all its faults and stupidity, which you meet every day here, but it is, I think, the only way forward for us is to work together and accept that we have differences, but at the end of the day, there's a lot more that unites us than divides us.